Hello.
I ordered the special exactly as it comes, but stuff still happened. So what's up? Dear listener, scheduling announcement. This is gonna be the last episode of Stuff Keeps Happening until May 5th. I'm gonna be taking a bit of an overdue vacation. I'll be around, but as for this series, we'll be back in May. Let's go. First up, I mean, it's going to be the tariffs. Last week, Donald Trump put a massive amount of tariffs on basically every country in the world, including uninhabited ones. That's not a joke. Like, he put tariffs on penguins. The tariffs were far too aggressive, despite him saying that this was him going easy on them, and seemed to have been calculated by just completely misinterpreting how macroeconomics works, like confusing trade deficit with, like, trade policy. It's okay to have a trade deficit. That doesn't mean that's not a bad thing. A trade deficit just means you're buying more than you're selling. It does, that's all. There are going to be countries in which we buy more than we sell. That's just how it is. Anyway, so the tariffs are bad. Who would have thought? If only anyone said anything about this ever. Dear God. Anyway, yeah, he put up the tariffs and the stock market, it went, it was just kind of like, it's really bad. Those are my stock sounds again. We're back to the stock sounds. To put it in numerical terms, bad. In the first half day of trading after the tariffs went live, we went back a year in the stock market. A year worth of gains wiped out purely because Donald Trump, a half-dead con man, doesn't understand how tariffs work still. And no one was willing to tell him to stop this. Ugh. This is a massive own goal, and the entire world is laughing at us and trying to figure out how to not deal with us moving forward, which is not good. It's not like a ha-ha. Now they're going to have to be self-sufficient. It's a, oh, fuck. Everything is going to cost way more money. It's estimated that the average American household is going to be spending thousands of dollars more per year, like cars, electronics, food, everything, raw materials. It's just, everything is going to be more expensive. It's wild. Just a few weeks ago, people on the right were talking about how they were expecting to get checks from the government because of how much money Doge was saving. They thought the government was going to cut people checks, like another round of stimulus checks, thousands of dollars per citizen somehow. And just a few weeks later, now it's, you're going to be paying thousands of dollars more a year. Deal with it. I wish I could give analysis and like thoughtful discussion and let's try to understand this and see where we go. That's just not possible here. These tariffs are just dumb. No one wanted this. No one was ready for it. We are not ready as a country to bring back manufacturing. And you don't bring back manufacturing by cutting off access to all supply lines. Like, I can see how a moron would think that that would bring back manufacturing because they aren't considering the broader picture, which now makes a lot of sense given the president. And China, Japan, and South Korea are working together, which is whack. Trade policy so bad that China, South Korea, and Japan are working together. Yee-haw. Anyway, if you're pissed, you can have gone to a protest over the weekend. Let's talk about those. Protests broke out across the United States en masse at 1,300 plus locations to the tune of millions of people. The protests were largely peaceful. There have not really been any reports of any kind of like widespread violence or retaliation from cops or counter protesters. And largely just a lot of people showed up. There were about 500,000 RSVPs across all of the different events. And organizers are saying that they far exceeded that to the tune of like an order of magnitude. In some cases, there would be 5,000 people who RSVP'd for an event and 100,000 showed up. So that happening across 1,300 locations, we don't have the tally yet. But it's pretty significant. Some estimations put it at close to 1% of the US population having been out protesting this weekend. That is gargantuan. I know 1% doesn't sound like a lot, but that is a lot. My favorite take from all of this have been the people who are not for these protests trying to downplay them, being like, well, whatever, it's not that impressive. But truly, the cream of the crop are the people being like, don't these people have jobs on a Saturday? You did good, buddy. You tried. The other thing I want to note about these protests was that there is a very high percentage of older white people, older, really 30 plus. Older meaning not Gen Z. Y'all, show up for shit. But there was a lot of discourse beforehand among Black and other minority communities talking about essentially leave this one to the white people, because one, protesting as a minority in the US right now is life-threatening, and two, white people did this to us. Like, we have Donald Trump because of white people. Black people almost exclusively voted for Harris. And so they're like, yeah, no, y'all got this one. Which is fair, because black people, especially black women, are usually the ones carrying us over the finish line. They deserve a break. But let's keep talking protests, because I want to highlight a very big protest going on that's not in the US. Now, I want to preface this by saying I had actually written a half draft. This was going to be a main story from a few weeks back, but then something else caught my attention. I don't even remember. Point being, this is big, because there are massive record-breaking protests in Serbia as they are pushing back against their authoritarian government. This actually started back in November of 2024, and it started with a roof collapsing, and now they might overthrow their government. Like, that's the dominoes here. So back in November, a roof at a railway station in Serbia collapsed and killed 15 people. And this happened right after construction to renovate the station had completed. The renovation was slow and behind schedule and indicative of basically everything that's been going on with their government recently, just not being good for the people. And so what was a construction mishap, if you want to call it that, has turned into a massive countrywide protest against an authoritarian regime that is not working for the people. After the collapse, there was an investigation and basically nobody was held accountable and people were like, fuck it, we're done with this shit. And so as with many protests, it began with students blocking access to their campuses, and that has evolved into the largest protests that the country has ever seen. Just last month, there was a single protest that had 300,000 people taking to the streets, which broke the record for their country's history. And to this day, there are still ongoing protests. Unfortunately, it's kind of a stalemate right now. The government hasn't really budged, and the protests haven't really made a lot of progress aside from getting people out to protest more. And so we're just in this holding pattern until one side breaks. We'll see, but pretty much where we're at right now is both sides are just waiting for a win. Keep at it, people. Never give up. Trust your instincts. A wise man told me that. A wise Fox told me that. Hey, this is a self-promo spot real quick. You can head to skh.news. I've got a newsletter. It's free. You can also support me with money if you want. I've got a Patreon. It's not free, but it starts at $3 a month, and there's a lot of content there. Merch store, also not free, but you get stuff if you pay. Moving on. Gaming. All right, Switch 2. Let's talk about Switch 2. It's like a Switch, but they made another one. Nintendo did their big reveal of the Switch 2, and it made a lot of people happy and a lot of people big mad. Gamers, let's talk real quick. Come on, come over here. All right, gamers, it's just me and you, all right? What's up, gamer? Gamers, can we calm down? Just a smidge. I understand that there's a lot to be upset about in the world and in the gaming industry. But can we calm down just a scotch? We were less than 24 hours out from the Switch 2 announcement when people were already coming into my comments from last week's video, in which I simply mentioned that Switch 2 pre-orders were going to go in effect in April. And I already got people in my comments saying, the Switch 2 is ass and it's terrible. Don't buy a Switch 2. Y'all, it's a consumer electronic. You don't need to pick a tribe. You don't need to have a camp. I'm genuinely shocked that we're still doing console wars, I guess is where I'm at. But let's get to the Switch stuff. The Nintendo Switch 2 is going to be priced at $450. What you get with that is a new device. It's got a bigger screen, a 1080p LCD screen, not OLED. It's not an OLED screen, which is one of the reasons that the gamers are big mad. It will support up to 120 FPS in handheld mode, which is wild, and I did not expect that, and up to 4K 60 FPS output in docked mode. The dock now has a fan in it to help cool the device down so it can do more stable performance. I will note that they do say 4K 60 FPS output incompatible games. Waiting to see what that means. Aside from that, the Joy-Cons connect magnetically now instead of the chunky, chunky thing. Which, fun story, the first thing that happened with my Switch was somebody took it and put the Joy-Con on backwards and I thought they broke it. That was like day one, the day the Switch came out. They made the kickstand better. It's got more internal storage. They're adding like a video chat thing that runs like 2 frames per second. Doesn't look all that great, to be honest. Other than that, like, it's honestly just a updated Switch. Like, it's just, personally, I just wanted a Switch that could do 4K output and run games a bit more smoothly. That's literally it. Am I giving Nintendo a pass? Never. Fuck Nintendo. They're extremely consumer hostile and extraordinarily litigious. Nintendo is not a good company, but they do make a good video game. But the thing that has people very big mad about the Nintendo Switch 2 is that the games will cost anywhere between like $60 and $90, specifically with an upcharge on physical media, as they're trying to push more towards digital media. There's new digital media sharing options, but like, it sucks and it shouldn't be going this way, and I agree. But to be mad about $90 games in 2025 is to ignore the fact that games have been $60 since like 2005, and nothing stays at the same price for 20 years, except for like the Costco hot dog. And the only reason that price hasn't changed is because the Costco CEO has threatened to murder you if you change it. So yeah, that's a real story, by the way. Anyway, two more quick things about the Switch 2. It will also be backwards compatible. Three more things. It'll be backwards compatible. They brought back fucking DS download play, if you remember that. There's going to be support for having a game, and people can like download the game temporarily to their console to play with you. And that's going to work on Switch 1 too, which is rad. But also, we're coming back to the tariffs. Nintendo announced that Switch pre-orders would start April 9th. And then Trump was like, we're going to do the tariff at you. And then Nintendo was like, oh, psych. So at least in the US, Switch 2 pre-orders are on hold. First, they came for the gamers, and I said nothing because I was a scrub. Second thing for gaming, and this is a kind of short note, but they're making Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 plus 4, like the combo game, after they did 1 and 2 earlier and it was good. They've been announcing the soundtrack for these games, and people got a little spooked because it wasn't the exact same soundtrack as the original. It eventually came out that Tony Hawk himself, Mr. Anthony Hawk, is apparently having a bit of a role in choosing the soundtrack for this game. And he's like, look, y'all, you can experience new music. It's gonna be okay. He picked a few new songs for the soundtrack from existing artists from the original games. He was like, just like, listen to more stuff. Try something new. And then he had to assure people that like there would be more of the original tracks coming soon in further reveals. Like, calm down. Just kind of gonna point back to the section earlier in this video where I was like, hey gamers, can we come here a second and just chill momentarily? Technology, really, medical science, I should say. How about your brain? Does your brain like to talk? You've likely heard of Neuralink, Elon Musk's like brain implant company that killed a bunch of monkeys. There have been a bunch of other research firms that have been doing brain computer interface research for quite a while, and there was a massive step forward in that research recently. Researchers were able to get a chip into a person's brain that was able to synthesize speech from thought in about 3 seconds. This is a big deal because a lot of these chips right now require you to think through like an entire sentence that it then has to work on and figure out what you wanted to say, and then it spits out what it thinks you wanted to say. This new chip can almost real time speak for you by just reading your thoughts. So with basically a 3 second delay, it can read what you're thinking, synthesize it into speech that sounds like your original voice, and put it out there. And so this is an amazing step forward for people with complete paralysis and locked-in syndrome, anything that prevents you from being able to communicate. It also means that we're one step closer to being able to airdrop memes to each other's brains by just thinking, which is either going to be the best or worst thing to ever happen. Over on Twitter, it's bad. The EU may hit Twitter with up to $1 billion fine for breaking their Digital Services Act by fucking with how like the check mark works. If you recall, the blue check on Twitter used to mean this is a verified profile of somebody who is notable. It now just means this person's paying for Twitter. It caused massive confusion when people just started to register blue check marks under whatever name they wanted. And that pissed off a lot of people. It made it a lot harder to suss out what's real and what's a bot. It's a lot worse now. So the EU was already planning to fine Twitter, but given that it is a privately owned platform and given that Musk privately owns other companies as well, they're using the total sum of the companies that he owns to calculate the fine, which is why they're potentially going to be doing up to $1 billion, which would be quite funny. Apart from that, there was a massive data breach of Twitter back in January, where about 200 million users got hacked. A user posted the leaked data from this recent hack merged with a hack from January of 2023 for a massive trove of data covering about 200 million users, including their emails, names, locations, all that good stuff. It's unclear how the hack took place, but the data seems legitimate, and the original poster was like, it seems like Twitter has no idea this even happened. So that's fun. Congrats, Twitter. Get off Twitter. Lightning round. Starting today, Meta is going to be ending their fact-checking services in the US. Cory Booker managed a 25-hour filibuster on the Senate floor, and regardless of what you think the impact of that will be, that is a physically impressive feat. The man starved himself and didn't use the restroom for 25 hours. And it seems he was trying to beat the previous record, which was 24 hours and 18 minutes set by Strom Thurmond, while he was preventing the passage of the Civil Rights Act of 1957.
Oof.
To help protect our country's seamen from icky concepts of gender, the Naval Academy has removed about 400 books from their library in their anti-DEI efforts. The TikTok sale may have been blown up at the last minute by the Trump tariffs, as China's obviously not happy about all this. And so they're like, well, hold the fuck on. Go back to the drawing board. After admitting that they have mistakenly deported an innocent man to an El Salvador prison, the Department of Justice has fired the attorney that was working on behalf of the government trying to prevent bringing back that guy. Not because they had a change of heart and they want to do good now. They weren't happy with the way he was arguing that we shouldn't have to bring back the innocent man. He embarrassed the government by not properly preventing the judge from bringing back a dude who didn't get due process and committed no crimes. And finally for today, oil company Chevron has been fined $744 million for their ongoing role in the destruction of Louisiana wetlands. Can we quintuple that fine and then do it again? Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Stuff Keeps Happening. Head to skh.news for sources, bonus content, and even more fines for Chevron. I'll find them. My name's Endeavorance. I'll be back May 5th. Take care and be well.